A new summer attraction, just 10 days away from bringing something very different to the lower North Island. Off the Loop is a new cable wakeboard park opening in Foxton. To talk more about it, I'm joined by one of the men behind it, Glenn Butcher. How are you doing, Glenn?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
Very good. A cable wakeboard park. What is that?
Sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
It does.
Cable wakeboard park. It's basically wakeboarding without a boat. So there's a tower at each end of a lake, and then between that tower is strung a cable system which pulls you along on the surface of water on your wakeboard, water skis, e-biscuit, whatever it is you choose to ride. All right, so you can go there and back. You can do all sorts of tricks and manoeuvres on the water, and basically it's wakeboarding without having to be behind a boat.
How does it work? So you're dragged along by the cable as if it was a boat, or I guess a helicopter if you like, because it's above you.
There's an electric motor inside one of the 9-metre towers across our pond. So we've got two systems side by side, and basically there's a controller, a driver that works with a controller, and he will drive the person with a speed dial. So he can drive you up, turn you around at the end, drive you back. Should you fall off in the middle of the run, he'll stop the carrier, turn it around, drive it back to you. You can grab back hold of the handle again. He'll pull you up out of the water and you'll start again. So it's all about you when you're out there. They're fantastic little systems.
Where did the idea come from, Glenn?
So they're quite big overseas. They're huge over in Europe. There's probably about 600 or so cable parks around the world. They were originally invented by a man called Mr. Rickson over in Europe. He developed it in the late 60s, if I believe properly. And now they're quite simplified, and ours is a two-tower system, so it's a there-and-back system. There are other, like, multi-tower, 4 or 5-tower systems, which go in a big loop around. So all depending on the space and the area that you've got, will depend on what sort of system that you have.
Can anybody give it a go, or would it help if you had done wakeboarding before?
Anybody can give it a go. Obviously, if you've wakeboarded or ridden any sort of board before, then board sport experience helps in these sort of things. But we have had plenty of beginners in our little testing phase we've been going through, and anybody can do it. We've had people as old as 65 and kids as young as 8 who we've got up and going. We pretty much guarantee you'll get up and going in your first little session with us. It's not rocket science. Hold on to the rope, pulls you along.
How did you decide on Foxton as your location?
Foxton's great.
Apart from that, we all know it's a brilliant place.
All right, I live out at Foxton Beach. I run a company called Wind Warriors, which is a kite surfing stand-up paddleboard business. So we are based there. The Manawatu Estuary at Foxton Beach is an amazing spot for all sorts of water sports. We also have the Manawatu River, obviously just down the state highway. There's a boat ramp there, and it's quite a hub for wakeboarding in this area. So it made sense for us to, A, put the park where we lived, and B, put it near to where all the wakeboarders were coming to anyway. So it just worked out nicely. They can go wakeboarding on the river in the morning and then come and drive 5 minutes down the road to the cable park in the afternoon.
There's nothing like this in the Wellington region. Do you expect a lot of uptake from those, particularly in the Wellington region, to take the short drive to Foxton and get involved?
Yes, indeed we do. There's been a lot of call for it, people crying out for this sort of thing. There's two other commercial operations in New Zealand. We are the only one in the lower North Island, as it were. There's been talk of a multi-tower system in Aotea Lagoon for years, but the poor fellow who's organising that don't think he can get his resource consent sorted, so they only have to drive an hour and a bit up the road, and they can come and experience our little park.
How much does it cost?
How much does it cost? It will cost you $20 for a 10-minute session. We'll provide you with a helmet, with a vest, with a board, and everything you'll need, and a driver to drive you, and you'll be able to go racing up and down, find your feet for your little 10-minute session.
All right.
By the time you finish your 10-minute session, you'll probably feel like your arms are nearly going to be pulled off anyway, and it's time to sit down and have a break.
10 minutes is enough. All right, and a couple more things. Where exactly are you, and when will you open?
We are at 10 Stewart Street in Foxton. Okay, we're just 30 seconds off State Highway 1, first left-hand turn as you get into Foxton. And we are looking to, our opening weekend will be the 16th, 17th of December. Okay, so we'll have both the systems up and running. We'll have a few extra things to do on site. And it'll be a fantastic place to be. We've been working on it for the last 2 years nearly. So it will be fantastic to see it come to fruition and to blossom in Foxton Town.